You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Steve Gibson, a senior director at JotForm, a free online form builder. With a free account, you can use JotForm fully, up to 100 submissions per month, no trials, no crippleware, no ads, just what you need. Steve's previous ventures include working at startups and software companies within the San Francisco area and featuring startups on his blog at slapstart.com. Steve, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here as well.
Yes, sir. So tell our audience the background of JotForm and how it started.
All right. Yeah. So JotForm was founded in 2006. And it was founded just like many, many good startups have been, where there's just a business need. My boss, Isaac Hank, was a software developer, and he found himself building a lot of forms manually. And so any developer worth their salt, what they'll do when they find themselves doing repetitive tasks will be to find a way to make it faster so they don't have to do the same thing over and over and over again. And so not only for himself, but for others, he built the tool, JotForm. He threw that together in version 1.0 in a couple of weeks and made it free for a couple of years and just let people use it. And after a couple of years, maybe around 2008, I believe, he started to expand the product and offer people more services, start charging them a little more money. And 8 years later, here we are. We have 1.6 million users total since its inception. And it's a fully featured product, one of the best of brand in the online form building world.
Absolutely phenomenal. How many people have used JotForm since the company started in 2006 again?
Yeah, I just said 1.6 million. We get around 900 new users a day right now, so it's increasing more. So.
Wow. We heard you recently released a new form designer. What is it and why are designers excited about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So JotForm was built by engineers. We have great designers as well. But historically, the core of JotForm was what's called a form builder. And the form builder includes all the functional elements to an online form. So this might be a text field or an input field or a text area field, or you can upload a file. And then we have hundreds of other custom fields as well. And so you can get the functionality you wanted, but if you wanted a design to make it look and feel the way your website that you're going to put your form on, you would have to use CSS. So you'd really have to do coding, because we only had a nominal amount of out-of-the-box design features. And so just recently, around mid-October, we finally completed JotForm's product offering, which is to allow a fully functional point-and-click design tool. So any user of any level of technical expertise can not only build their form with our form builder and then design it, customize it to match any theme or any creation that they want. So it really just completes JotForm's product offering.
Today we are joined briefly by Steve Gibson, a senior director at JotForm, a free online form builder with a free account. You can use JotForm fully, up to 100 submissions per month, no trials, no crippleware, no ads, just exactly what you need here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, can you talk about the JotForm contest and how people can enter and find out more information on that?
Absolutely. So as I just was discussing, we just recently launched our form designer. And while we were building it, we launched a few internal contests called Themathon. And here the boss, Idakin, would send out a spirited email saying, within the next 24 hours, whoever builds the best theme gets a new iPad. And so naturally all of us, about 30 of us who work for JotForm, would throw together our best theme in hopes of winning the prize and also making the product better. And so we found them to be a lot of fun and very useful. And so we decided to have a contest to make it open to the public. And so starting November 4th running through December 4th. Anybody who wants to use our new form designer and create a new theme, they can, you know, build their theme and submit it to the contest, and they have a chance of winning, I guess, $7,500 is the best form design prize, and we have six other category prizes for, you know, mobile form, best e-commerce form, and so on.
Great idea. Very creative there. And we also heard a rumor about the theme store. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah. So that's the next big thing with JotForm, and it might be the next big thing for a while because that will keep us busy and our users as well. And so now that users will be able to build and design their themes within JotForm's tools, we are opening up a theme store, and that's going to be announced when we announce this. Well, it's going to be officially announced with landing pages and so on when we announce the winners of the contest. And this will be a place where designers of any level of skill can submit their themes, set a price, and then sell them to fellow users. So it provides a little bit of an ecosystem for our users, but more importantly, it provides our user base to be able to leverage the skills of other developers and get form themes that will match the needs of their website much faster.
Lastly, if you would, share some things about the culture at JotForm.
Okay, yeah. So JotForm's a unique company, and when I started here, my boss bought me a book, and it's called, funnily named, A Year Without Pants by Scott Berkun. And he discusses how he worked at WordPress, I believe, and the hardest thing for him was that it was an entirely remote office. And JotForm a lot of its staff is remote. So our support staff, which we have 24/7 support, is distributed around the world, and our support manager, who I talk to every day, happens to be in El Salvador. Many of the developers of the team that I oversee, they might be from England, but they travel. So we have a lot of, our support staff is a lot of remote people that we connect with online vis-a-vis internal chat tools and ticketing systems and email. And so it's really a unique culture. I had the opportunity to go to a conference this year called Boxworks, and I think they titled it The Future of Work. And a common theme there was distributed office systems. And so although JotForm does have two main offices, one in Ankara, Turkey, where Attican is from, and then the other in San Francisco, maybe about 60 to 50% of the staff are remote. And so it makes it so that we connect with each other at different times of day. Many of our workers have the ability to set their own schedules. And as we recently did an internal poll, many of them love working for JotForm because they can set their hours. They can also set exactly how much money they expect to make. So potentially, some people within a normal office system, you're expected to work 40 hours a week and you work as a salary. Our support staff, they largely just select their hours. And so that's been an amazing opportunity for me to be involved in. I have worked with remote people before, but to do so on such a large scale, as Boxworks called it, it's the future of work, and it forces us to be a little more thorough in our communication, and we've learned to become very effective at it.
I would certainly say so. Very interesting, and certainly great to have had you today, Steve. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information? This is the big question about JotForm online.
Well, of course. So any users, as you already advertised, any users can go to jotform.com and build a form for free and collect submissions for free for up to 100 submissions a month. And so that's the best place to go for information. The big push right now is our awards. And so you can go to www.jotform.com/awards, and that will take you to our awards page. And there'll be little banners there pointing users to that. Yeah, so that's the best places to get information.
Well, very good. It's jotform.com. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you guys all the best.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure.
You bet. We've been speaking with Steve Gibson, a senior director at JotForm, a free online form builder with a free account. You can use JotForm fully up to 100 submissions a month, no trials, no crippleware, no ads, just exactly what you need. And once again, the website of reference is JotForm.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.